The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Okay. FM News Talk time. It's 11:06. Excuse me. How are you, Dr. Hall?
Never better, John. It's good to be here with you.
Dr. Hall of Hall and Rye Plastic Surgery. He is looking very closely at my face right now, and he's framing it with his hands. I got to ask you, plastic surgeon, what would you do to my face?
John, nothing. Great face for radio. Ha, ha, ha.
So
I've been watching you for years and listening to you for years, and you look taller and more handsome in person than you do
okay.
on TV.
All
I'm
right.
going to say.
That's enough. Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Now, tell us usually when I say how long have you been in Reno, you date back in Reno to what, 1948?
Well, yeah.
You personally.
As we were talking, yeah, my family moved here in 1942. My grandpa, as I told you, was a surgeon.
Now, say that, but it could be you, and you had plastic surgery done, so I would not know this.
That would be, yeah, and you would think, man, that guy is good at doing surgery on himself. Or at least my partner, Dr. Rye, like the bread with a W, does really good work.
So your grandfather came to Reno in 1948?
Yeah, 42.
42.
And any rate, 82. He was one of the early surgeons here in the medical community. So my father also was a surgeon, moved here to go into practice with his dad back in 1971. Mm-hmm. I was a little boy. I went to school here for elementary school and junior high. Then actually went away to boarding school.
He made a face. I don't know what that's supposed
that was,
to be.
That was my resting... No, I actually loved being away. I was in North Carolina for high school and college.
Okay.
Then came back here for medical school at the University of Nevada.
So was it predetermined that you were going to follow in the lines of the Hall family and be a surgeon yourself?
John, that's, yeah, actually, that's sort of been a family tradition. I grew up thinking that was the only thing that one did. Mm-hmm. One was named Wesley Hall. All my ancestors have been named Wesley Hall for six generations.
But you found a type of surgery that you loved.
I always said my dad was a surgeon and my mom was an artist, and so kind of drew me towards plastic surgery. Yeah, it's sort of
that
funny that
is
way.
Very interesting. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Well, I have many
like
other
art.
Comments about that if we want to talk about free market enterprise and so on and so forth. But, yeah, but plastic surgery, I think, is, for me, been no question the only thing that I really, really wanted to do in medicine. Going through medical school, I was like, well, I got this, and that's – yeah, I was really drawn to it.
Were you one of the forerunners of plastic surgery in Reno?
No. There have been plastic surgery's been around, well, the modern incarnation of plastic surgery since around World War I.
Right.
With the advent of antibiotics, sterile technique, patients coming back from World War I were surviving horrible wounds, burn wounds that in the past – patients would have died. And now all of a sudden they're surviving, but they've got deformities that are difficult to live with. You're alive, but you are having difficulty eating. You're having difficulty moving your hand. Plastic is from the Greek plastikos, which means to mold. And so the plastic surgeon was the modern incarnation of plastic surgery was born after World War I with the reconstruction of patients who otherwise would have died in the past.
And you wanted to help people at an early age, and it sounds like a very gratifying job to do that. What is the most popular plastic surgery operation in this in Reno that you do?
In probably the United States, and I would
we're not different.
Probably extrapolate that to Reno, yeah.
Yeah.
Is a breast augmentation. And okay. You say, well, that's not reconstructing someone's. No, we also do, in addition to reconstructive work, we do cosmetic work. I mean, there's a natural, there's really two reasons to have plastic surgery, function and cosmesis. And if you're not functioning well, that's our job to try to get things functioning. Well, if things don't look right, then that's our job to try to make them look better.
I would imagine with technology the way it is, the work is much more what? Precise? Do you use
question. I would tell you that there are, obviously, we all think there are advances in technology that are going to be put into medicine. And that is true for a large number of things. Honestly, in plastic surgery, and particularly in cosmetic surgery, I'm going to say much of the surgical technique that we employ has not really changed significantly in years. So, for instance, you're saying, what are the most popular things that are done? Breast augmentation. Mm-hmm. Mommy makeover, we'll call that mommy makeover. A woman who's had pregnancy, she's now had changes to her body that pregnancy will rot on somebody. Right. So we're doing a tummy tuck or a breast lift.
There's like package deals, right?
Well, sure. I mean, if somebody comes in and say, hey, listen, I got this, 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 and this, we can say, well, those things, I mean, provided the patient is healthy and the number one, we want patient safety. We want patients to be safe. But if you can have, hey, my legs done and my tummy done and my facelift all at the same time, and there's no reason why you shouldn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as you were saying, what are the popular things? Well, a facelift procedure is probably really big, and liposuction.
What can you say to allay the fears people might have about this? And, you know, the bad stories come out of, like, Mexico. You know, somebody flies out for some quickie operation.
John, I'm going to tell you, we see that a lot. Somebody has gone down to a third world country, say, hey, I'm going to get a better deal on my nose job or on my tummy tuck.
And what have you seen from that?
Well, listen, I'm sure there are some wonderful physicians down there who are caring and do a good job, but frequently, and I say frequently, we will see somebody come back from having had something done that isn't working out well, and they're having all kinds of complications. That's not to say that we can't have complications here, too, but it's different when you've traveled 2,000 miles and your doctor is now 2,000 miles away. That's not something that we would say, hey, that's a great idea. If you're going to have surgery, whether it's your knee or your gallbladder or a cosmetic surgical procedure, you want your doctor to be kind of close by in case something isn't going well.
So you do some corrective work.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, that will happen. You said, hey, if somebody goes to Mexico, you might get a better deal, quote unquote, well, but in the end, it might not work out well.
Well, the word of Hall and Rye Plastic Surgery is so positive that you are here to share some exciting news that you're about to open a new space, a new location, I guess. Tell us all about it, Doctor.
Oh, well, it's actually kind of at our old location, but we have expanded. We used to have another office up in the Northwest, but we wanted to kind of consolidate because it's just a lot to try to run two offices.
Right.
And we want to be there. We want to be available to the patients. And it was kind of a tough thing to drive to two offices. So we've expanded our office space because we are, in addition to doing reconstructive surgery for burn wounds, breast reconstruction, all kinds of that, and the cosmetic work, we also do medical spa stuff. And you're saying, yes, that's Botox and fillers and that kind of thing. And that's mainly what our new space is. We've expanded our space to include our med spa to make it bigger, essentially.
Where's it at?
It's at 635 Sierra Rose Drive.
Oh, yes.
Which is just down...
off South McCarran.
Well, yeah, off Kitski, right off of McCarran. Kind of behind Lowe's down on South McCarran, Kitski, right in that area.
That's convenient. Home improvement. Face improvement.
That's how we were thinking about doing that with them. No, we weren't. That's a joke. Trying to be like John Potter and be funny here on their
All
air.
All right, so if somebody wants some imperfection done, the standard is to just call for an initial appointment where they come out to your office and you give some advice, you look it over. You can probably show them on a screen what a different nose would look like. And
so, yeah, the first thing, this is surgery. So we are doctors. We want to see the patient. We want to lay hands on the patient. Our goal is to protect the patient. we're not going to have as good of a doctor-patient relationship over telemedicine. So, yeah, if a patient says, I've got an issue, the thing to do is you call the doctor. Go see your doctor. Obviously, if you've got the sniffles and you're worried that you're dying of pneumonia, you need to go see your doctor and be evaluated. If you think you've got a saggy neck or you've got a problem with your boobs from pregnancy or your tummy or whatever it is, your nose is crooked, we need to evaluate that, and we want to do that in person.
Do you get these fads that people come in with? I want to look like Lady Gaga or something like that. You're nodding your head. People really do that, huh?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We'll see fads.
What's
people
a very faddish thing
People
right
come
now?
In, they say, make me look like John Potter. And I say,
come on,
man, I can't do it. That's too good. No, people will... We live in a society which I don't partake in, and you probably know way more about this than me. The Instagram and the TikTok and the social media world, which I don't really do. I have people who do that and say, hey, we're looking at this. But, yeah, it's a thing that lots of the kids are looking at, and they want a certain thing they're seeing on social media.
And that's something.
My job is to live in reality. We want to
Might
bring
me
patients.
Me too, doctor. And I just learned this lesson recently. You're not on Facebook, are you?
Well, I personally don't have a Facebook account. I believe that we at Hall and Rye have.
Okay. Well, I was just kicked off, and for no reason that I could find. I go online, and apparently this is a problem with Facebook. They're letting AI pick and choose who they want to. I don't know. I don't care. At first, I was freaked out. All my pictures and everything. But my God, I didn't realize till now how much time I wasted with that frickin' website. I'm reading books, doctor. I'm reading books.
Now, John,
much better person for it.
I'm with you. I'm old school, and I don't understand the draw for wanting to put my personal life or whatever. I'm not looking to be an internet sensation. I'm looking to be a physician
right.
who takes care of patients, and the way you do that is you lay hands on and you care
right.
for the patient.
And we're not hermits or anything like that. We prefer some good intelligence and education and sometimes, you know, not letting people see everything we do. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. Boy, you and I are melding here. Listen, I got to take a break, and during the break, I'll talk to you about my ears, doctor. I got to talk. Anyway, we'll be back in just a short while. Do you have questions for the doctor about plastic surgery? Dr. Hall is here of Hall and Rye Plastic Surgery at Sierra Rose. They're expanding Sierra Rose Drive. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. FM News Talk time, 11:20.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I guess I'm used to, stern, humorless doctors. You're a riot, Dr. Hall. You really are. You are the ultimate party guest. I'll have to say that, which is not to say the doctor is going to be partying in the operation room doing any plastic surgery that is on your mind. Dr. Hall of Hall and Rye Plastic Surgery. Any questions? 884-9910 is our number. Also text it. So what did we not touch on here? You're expanding your office on Sierra Rose Drive. When is that going to be open and finished?
It's open. It's finished and open.
And you said it has a spa. What does that mean?
So, John, in the past, I'm going to say 20 years maybe, with the rise of Botox and soft tissue fillers that I'm sure you're aware of. And
are you a fan of either?
Yeah, they have a wonderful, wonderful...
good.
Okay. Oh, they have a role. Botox, I should make clear, is botulism toxin, right? The stuff your grandma
told
you...
But it looks great.
Yeah, well, it is... But it's poison. It's poison that paralyzes muscles. Botulism. Your grandma told you don't eat the can that of old beans that doesn't look
right. This isn't your sales talk I'm hearing now.
Well, so botulism was initially employed as a muscle relaxer for people who had had an injury to their muscles, like in their hand, and we could relax the muscles so their hand could open up and you could trim your fingernails, essentially.
Really?
This would then something that, hey, you were talking about technology. How else can we utilize this? Well, there are frown lines in the face. And so plastic surgeons started thinking maybe we could use this for cosmetic reasons. And so we started saying, if we're going to use this to paralyze some muscles that maybe you don't really need, hey, I don't need these frown muscles, unless your job and requires you to be frowning at your employees and telling them that they're doing a bad job.
I have that problem. If I don't mentally tell myself to smile in front of people, it looks like I'm pissed off at them.
Well, this is
a thing. There's a solution for that.
Well, there, if you're going to paralyze your face with botulism, Botox, you want to do it very judiciously because there are certain muscles that you may not want to use. But there are a whole bunch of them that you do want to.
Well, what about a surgical solution to that? Forget the Botox.
Right.
I mean,
so we try to do things on a permanent basis. This is one of the knocks against Botox. Oh, it only works for a few months, and then I've got to go do it again. Can't you do this surgically? Listen, if we can do it successfully surgically, then yeah, we're going to. But Botox has a wonderful application. And the same thing with soft tissue fillers. Now, they're not a panacea. They are not a replacement for, say, doing a facelift. You are not going to get a facelift doing Botox. That's a surgery.
Okay.
So they're complementary, obviously.
How much are these surgeries running now?
This month, we're running a special.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, $1 million for KKFT listeners. That's a joke. I have no idea. That's one thing that people will come up to me and say, what does this run? And the answer is, I don't know, John. I have people who do know that, but you got to call the office because here's the thing. If you say, I want a facelift,
right?
I'm going to say, well, what does that mean? Are we talking about your neck? Are we talking about your forehead? Are
we
talking about
your
eyes?
You have the initial consultation.
Well, you had said, do they?
How much is an initial consultation?
So if you come in, I believe our consultation is, we might take a deposit because people say, hey, I want to come in for a consult and don't show up. I think we say, hey, we're gonna take a nominal deposit from you.
Wow.
But the deposit then is applied to anything in the future. So,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, doctor.
You
know, I feel for some reason a little more secure with you because you're very disarming and you have a great sense of humor. And that
I'm like the ice agent of the radio here.
What?
Disarming.
Disarming. Oh, I got it, doctor.
Sorry.
It was
a poor joke. I'm sorry.
No, no. Hey, you can't be perfect at everything, you know?
Well, you had alluded. I do want you to be aware. I like to have a good time. We're we're on this planet for a short period of time. When it comes to surgery, I'm pretty freaking serious, because that is, you have a patient on the table. We have a somebody who is asleep who can't say, hey, don't do that. Don't do it. We have to take care yes. of the patient. So I don't want to discount.
Well, you seem like a perfectionist, too. Well, very exacting. That's the vibe I'm getting from you.
John, I've learned something over the years. I am not perfect. I am not God. But it doesn't mean I'm not trying for perfection. Our goal is we want things to work out as best as they can for every patient who comes in the door. Whether you're a breast reconstruction or you're a kid with a cleft lip
right.
or you're having a boob job.
Right.
My goal is I'm looking for perfection.
This isn't TV, so I have to describe you. You look an awful lot like, and I always play this game, what celebrity do you look like? There's a bit of Rob Lowe in you. He happens to be in town, by the way.
Yeah, he's my brother.
Okay.
No, he's not.
People used to say, when I was in my 30s and living in Las Vegas, people would always tell me, oh, it's John Ritter. You look just like John Ritter. Doctor, I've lost those looks. How can I look like John Ritter again? You know, my dad had the droopy eye thing here, and I'm starting to see it in myself. And I'm getting the lines here around the face. So what would you suggest?
It happens to us all. It happens to us all. None of us are
There's
getting
nothing
younger.
Wrong with acceptance. I know.
I find for men, as we age, we're looking at ourselves in the mirror. We see things on our face that we don't like.
Right.
A lot of it starts, and I'm not saying this is for you, but a lot of men will say, hey, this part of my neck, I'm starting to, my neck is coming down. I just don't look. With men, we have a little different approach sometimes than with women, because women will usually want to do like a lower facelift where we're pulling everything back. I mean, gently, we're not trying to make you look like Phyllis Diller. Or, okay. But in men, a lot of men say, I don't care about anything but my neck. And because we've got the beards, we can get away with an incision down here on the neck called a Z-plasty. It works well.
My half hour with you is up. Boy, that went fast, Doctor. Dr. Hall of Hall & Rye Plastic Surgery on Sierra Rose. Look him up on Google and make an appointment. Just leave a deposit, and your consultant would be very educational to anybody thinking about this. So, such a pleasure meeting you, sir.
Pleasure, John.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Take care, my friend. I'm John Potter, live and local. Time to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:32.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
I keep trying to talk to comedian Bob Zadie, and he says, we're saving it for the air. We're saving it for on air. So let me start from the beginning. Did you see any of the No Kings out there? We just heard the report there from Greg Neft. And
Greg, great reporting out there, Greg. The way you mentioned the police horse, I could smell the poop in the air.
He's very descriptive.
He's very descriptive. By the way, I think it's ironic that No Kings March is also with the zombie crawl. I don't know which one's the difference. Did you mention that earlier?
I did. Okay. Well, there's similarities here.
Yeah. Well, they're having one in Vegas. My wife is back in Vegas, and she says it's starting at New York, New York. And she said, why not Excalibur? No Kings. You know what I'm saying? Okay, very good.
Good point. Good point.
By the way, thank you for finding room for me on the show after following Steve, the water heater guy. I guess Julio, the roofer, had to cancel.
I guess you called to be on the show just so you could get that free limo ride from the casino.
Yeah, it's a
Am I right?
It's a very nice limo. It's a Ford Festiva. And
No.
It's almost paid for.
Last time you were here, I look out in the parking lot, and there you are with a limo. And
there
limo
was no limo. I've never sent me a limo.
You got in the back seat. What was that all about?
Well, really none of your business. That's what it's about, Johnny. Okay, let's go back to the King's March. No Kings, baby, okay? Very good. And the plastic surgeon, he wants to know about that jingle, which is very cool. Dr. Hall. I love Dr. Hall.
Yeah, Dr. Hall.
I had him look at my nose on the way out. Any thoughts? And he says, yeah, I see a condo in my future. That would be the cost, and it could pay for a condo, which is a joke.
So,
by the way, you've seen me perform live. You've come out there. I appreciate that. You know I wear a suit on stage, and I walk around the casino, and everyone thinks I work there. So the other night, this is a true story. The other night, I'm walking, and this guy said, do you work here? I went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he says, where's Circus Circus? I said, in my pants. And there you go. It's, you know, I'm finally
getting. How did he react?
I didn't
a glance?
No. That was just, I actually told him where Circus Circus was, but that was the joke I wrote in my head. Because I'm a professional, John. Well, I save it for the air.
Look at his videos, folks, online, and he does dress up. I don't, yeah, okay, you're right. Comedians don't wear that tuxedo top thing.
No,
that
I wear a suit. I wear a suit. And
okay, looks very classy.
Well, I'm old school. Meets new school with
the
back to school
too.
Chaser.
Me too.
I love the fact that you're wearing the Health Benefits Associates shirt today.
It was a freebie.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Okay.
I don't even want to know who sponsors your underwear.
You mentioned the, where are you playing in town?
I'm at the Laugh Factory at the Silver Legacy in Reno, downtown Reno. Very excited.
But tonight, that downtown's going to be totally mobbed with the zombie crawl.
Yeah, the zombie crawl. They actually have the arrows throughout the casino, which way to go. So I'll go the opposite direction.
To let the zombies know where to go.
They're all zombies, trust
me. It is symbolic with the No Kings. I mean, it's a crowd of mindless boomers parroting what they've been told. And that's what we're going to see out there.
I think there's a lot. I would say for the zombie crawl, we have a lot of Generation Lazy. There and Generation Lazy. I coined the phrase. Wait till it becomes everyone saying it, and then where did that come from?
You knew I would like that.
I knew you would like that because yes. I'm a professional. In fact, after the show, we're going to Nothing is a Dollar Tree. And I mean, nothing. There's not even one thing for a dollar anywhere.
Okay.
It had to happen, right? You know Motel 6, why they called it that?
It was originally $6 a night.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There was a Hotel 9, I thought, when that was $9.
Boy, you're old. Hotel 9 sounds good now. but actually, there was some devil worshippers who bought Motel 6, and they were going to call it Motel 666, and that didn't turn out. Then the original owners came back. Big show tonight, Laugh
What's
Factory.
What's the punchline? Oh, I just
there is
got
no
it.
Punchline.
I just
By
got
By the
it.
Way, Dry Bar Comedy, my special, and my stand-up videos now, John, since we've last spoke, over 40 million views across all social media platforms.
Outstanding, my friend. Now, what is Dry Bar Comedy?
It's a place you can go on the interweb. You just dial in www.drybarcomedy.com.
Are you saying that for me? For my benefit?
Yeah. Okay. I just do that because people still do
40 it. Million views?
Yeah. I wonder if you have to put www when you go to the dark web. Wouldn't that be something? I never thought about it. I've never been to the dark web. Have you been to the dark web?
I think I was the last to be told that you don't have to type in www anymore. Nobody told me that, and I just realized it a year ago.
No, you just put in the name and it searches it. But people will put HTTP and then the slash.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, you don't have to put any of that anymore. But that was the old days. And that's already old.
How do you get 40 million views of what, your act?
My act, yes.
On YouTube?
Yeah, I have an official Bob Zaney channel on YouTube. You can subscribe, and we send you videos of my career. So, and there's so many great jokes that I forgot that I haven't been doing, and some of them I bring
Oh, you get a refresher and watch them.
Well, I don't know. I just because I've been doing this for 48 years now. I'm 48th year of show business.
You have to stay topical, too, right?
Yeah, you do. You got to stay right on top of the news. In fact, I got the Zaney Report right here.
Oh, excellent,
I know
sir.
What a fan you are of it.
Excellent. So the Zaney Report.
Let's get right to
dun,
it.
Dun, dun.
A lot going on in the news since you and I last spoke.
All right.
First up, Canada has banned the Irish rap group Kneecap from performing in the country. Kneecap will be replaced by an ice show starring Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. Good news, bad news. Here's the good news. Uber Eats will now use drones to deliver food to customers. The bad news, if you don't tip, they'll launch a missile into your home. This happened in Arizona. A trooper stopped a motorist in the carpool lane with a mannequin. Now, they got off with just a warning because the driver gave the trooper the mannequin's phone number. So that was good. There's some news for you right there. A little zany report.
What goes on in your mind? You read a newspaper and then you just...
Today I wrote 8 more jokes. They're not here. These are the ones that are more...
No, you got to save some for the show.
No, I don't. The show is the show. I let the audience take me where they take me, you know?
You do.
I really do, because I don't know where they're going to take me. And yeah. It was a lot of fun. That second show was great. JB wasn't there. He has a third job. By the way, can I tell the story about us going to Walmart?
Sure.
You like Walmart, Johnny?
Yeah,
I know. It's all China products. But the point is they have so many choices. People are buying weird things together. We were standing in line. Remember this? The lady in the front of me had a 28-pack of beer and a stroller.
Yeah.
Guy behind me, early pregnancy test and ammo. Now, JB was buying a magnifying glass and condoms. So anyway.
JB.
Yeah. It happens.
Don't let him say that about you.
His real initials are JWB, and that's his name, John Wilkes Booth. But there's still some negativity.
You've seen the plastic surgeon. Okay.
Yes.
It was a great story. His grandfather came here in 1942
to get a divorce. He didn't say
Reno.
That part.
That's right. Yeah, that was the old day. Yeah, they live here for 30 days to claim residency, and then the divorce would go through.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Where are you living now, Bob?
I live in Vegas now. We left.
I just came from there.
Oh, where were you? I live in Henderson, you know, in the burbs.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Went to see, the wife wanted to see. Well, I was there for a meeting with old media people who worked there in the 70s. And we have this group, and we have a banquet every year. But the wife wanted to see The Wizard of Oz at Sphere, you know, and I thought, come on, I've seen that 22 times. Yeah. Really? $200, $300 seats for this?
Yeah.
And they don't even show the whole movie? It was glorious.
Yeah.
It really was something.
In the Sphere, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's so much going on, and it seems like when the band, I think the Eagles are there now. Many distractions, you don't even know the Eagles are there, and they shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, the ABBA concert they have now, and it's all holograms. It's not even the group anymore. We're obsolete. Do you understand that? Hey, do you know JB's beard and mustache? Clip-ons. I mean, it's everything's obsolete now.
You've got to be performing there in Vegas almost full-time. I mean, we're just there and we don't see you there.
That's not why I moved there. I just moved to get out of California.
We saw the Billy Joel imitation at Elton John show.
Yeah.
And I like the Bee Gees imitators. They were good. The imitator, Billy Joel, you know, Billy is a short guy, small guy. This guy's 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Bald.
And that's why I bet he's the only one. Billy Joe said, yeah, he can do it.
Well, I thought it'd be like the two imitators playing two pianos, but no, the Billy Joe after 40 minutes said, I'm going to get my friend Elton. And all he did was put on a Carol Channing boa with sunglasses, and there was a 7-foot Elton John.
Can I say something, though?
Yes, sir.
It was so nice of you to loan him your feather boa.
Okay.
By the way, they don't like the imitators. They're tributes.
Tributes. Excuse me.
Yeah,
excuse
imitators.
Excuse me.
That sounds cheap. They're doing a tribute to their great.
Well, the Barbara Streisand tribute we saw.
Yeah.
She was good.
Yeah.
But
and the thing about the Barbara Streisand Barbara Streisand is that they have on the side her husband. Why am I blanking on his name? The actor.
Elliot Gould?
No, she's not. That was in a movie.
Were married in real life, yes, because her son is last name Gould, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're going to Google during the spot break. How about that?
It's the spot break, everybody.
All right.
Stand by. So much to look for.
One more segment here. I'm John Potter with Bob Zaney, comedian Bob Zaney with his friend JP. On No King's Day, that's right. A special salute for those protesting. I'll be back in a few. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:48.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Bob Zaney in the house with his friend JB. Let's go to the phones. Joe is calling from Sparks, wanting to speak with comedian Bob Zaney. Hey, Joe, good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Good morning, John. Good morning. And hello, Bob. I've seen Bob's show down there at the Silver Legacy about 10 times, and every time I see
him, I called security.
Then he called security, Bobby.
Joey, how are you doing? Listen, you sound good. You have a question for me?
I'm doing fantastic. Do I have a question for you? No, I have some information for you guys. You know, this is a gambler's town, so that plastic surgeon specializes in poker faces. It really keeps him busy.
You know, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, write that one down, Bob.
Yeah, there's something in there. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling, because I guess none of my jokes hit.
Why don't you
just call up and tell me? Write for me now, Joe. Are you going to be there Sunday night?
Yes, I'm going to be there, buddy.
Okay,
and I'm
going to
bring. Bob, that's not nice. But I want to invite John if he wants to go. I go with a group of guys every Sunday down there. We'll come by and pick him up and bring him down there if he'd like to come with us.
John, do you want to go with a group of guys? They play bocce ball and then they go over to the show.
What time are we talking?
Mamma mia. Yeah.
That could be fun.
Si Italiano.
Si.
Well.
Si. Italiano.
Grazie.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, great. I'll see you Sunday night, Bobby.
Thank you, Joe. You sound good. It sounds like you've been working out, so great. Yeah, I'll see you Sunday.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Man, he's seen you 10 times?
Yeah. And you know I have the Bob Zaney punch card. When you get to 10, you never have to
see
me again. Yeah, so I guess he didn't learn the rules.
Well, the reason people keep coming repeat visits with you is you're off the wall.
Every show's different.
One show is not like the other.
No, it's not. And, you know, a lot of comics, I'll watch them, and they'll do the same act all week long, and I just go, I don't have that discipline.
Oh, I would
I would want to put my – Kevin Burke, who took over the Defending the Caveman, and he had to do the same script night after night. He was a stand-up.
Must have driven him crazy.
If he deviated, he did a joke once he added, and he got in big trouble. So, you know, I couldn't do that.
It's kind of like the Beach Boys here. They've been playing for 50 years, and they got to play the same damn songs 200 times a year for 50 years.
Yeah. But
I would go insane.
But the point is, at least they're working. But anyway, and they're not a tribute band. They're the actual Beach Boys. That's so exciting.
I saw the Australian Beach Boys in Las Vegas.
Oh, you did?
And I thought they did a really good job. And you know how after certain shows, I don't know if you do this, Bob, after the show you go out there and you shake hands with the fans who are leaving. Penn and Jillette still do that.
Yeah.
Or Penn and Teller. They still do that. Well, the Australian Bee Gees, they were out there. And they had a little table with some of their things.
Merch. It's called merch.
Merch, okay.
I'm going to educate you, Johnny.
Wasn't familiar with the hard sell part of this, but I came up, I waited my turn, I went up to the Australian Bee Gees, and I said, I am such a fan, and I am so happy you played the Bee Gees songs that were not hits, especially the newer ones, like Alone and One. And after a while, they sensed I wasn't going to be buying any T-shirts or anything, and Barry Gibb said, all right, move along.
Well, John, nothing against you, but we're there to sell merch, and we have X amount of time. And then people come up and, hey, I got a joke for you. I said, really? Good for you. But the point is, I saw Thunder from Down Under, and they were out there after the show, and I had to leave. I just didn't want to.
Why did you see Thunder from Down Under?
I didn't. It's the joke. They'd be out there all oily and stuff. and the smell and the stink about them, you know what I mean? They're Australian. I just thought maybe
that show's still going, isn't it?
It is still going. Menopause musical.
Menopause music. I don't think I'd want to see that.
Well, I don't think they want to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the
it's
point
work.
Is, it's making money.
It's work.
Yeah. Everything works. Laugh Factory, Silver Legacy tonight. Two big shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Tomorrow night, 7:30. Joe will be there from Sparks with his gang of guys. And guess who's joining the gang? Johnny. You're joining
you?
Him. He's going to swing by and pick you up.
Check with the wife here. She's
come out to the show.
Yeah. Okay. What time? 7:30, you said?
7:30, yeah.
The doors open at 7 and 9:10.
All right. That's a possibility, my friend. I'm going to take your number and consult with the boss.
Talk to the boss.
Let you know. Isn't that humiliating?
What?
That I
hear. No, I check with my wife on stuff.
Oh, good.
You know why I do that?
Because
I've already, in my mind, I'm going to say no. But you say it that way, and then it's her fault.
you're getting a text or call from me.
Well, we already have the text and stuff, but I'll give you the card. That's the official one. That's when I was happy.
Bob Zaney, baby.
What, did I ever tell you the Rodney Dangerfield story about that?
No.
I did his HBO special, and he said, you know, I showcased for him at the Improv on Melrose, and after the next day I'm in his hotel suite, and we're going over my set, and he said, this baby, it's coarse to the ear. Do you think people are going to be saying it? And I never, like, stood up for myself with Rodney because, you know, he's the master.
I could picture that.
Yeah, and I said, well, you know, Rodney, I think I'm going to, I think this might, you know, take off. And he goes, but, man, it's coarse to the ear. Anyway, so a week later I'm at the Improv in Dallas and I'm sitting outside the club and I'm going, maybe Rodney's right. Maybe I should drop this baby. And all of a sudden this couple walks by and goes, baby! So
this baby thing, it's coarse to the ear.
Very good. Very good, Rodney.
Picture that. Oh,
have you done a Rodney tribute show here in town? Maybe over at the... By the way, I played the MGM Grand before it was the Grand Sierra.
You
did. Back in 88, I think, or 84, 85.
Good old days.
They had comedy, and we had to perform behind the bar on the stage. It was the worst.
With Gary and Sandy and Cedros Armada.
Is that it? We're done?
Yeah, we're done.
We're off the air.
Tonight,
this is Carson City laying the law down, baby.
All right. We'll see you at Silver Legacy.
The Silver Legacy, and then in December, the Nugget. Just go to BobZaney.net. I'm going to be doing the Bob Zaney comedy game show.
Take care, JB.
Bye.
Thanks,
Bob.
All right, folks. See you again next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. 99.1 FM Talk.